Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Driving down the road and you like piss off some old lady and you get up next to her and she's, "You motherfucking goddamn, you drive like a fucking," you just window starts going through there.
No, it's usually me as I'm bumping my fucking stereo and then they roll their window up because I'm like, "What? I can't hear you. Sorry."
That was kind of like us. We were right fucking midterm bitching just fucking, "What? I go on for another 10 minutes.
Everything got screwed.
Nobody's listening."
All right. Well, we are 42 seconds in. We should be live now. Go ahead and check it out.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
See what's going on.
Yeah, that's kind of...
I need a tech group. Actually, you know what? I think I'm going to need to get new internet.
We need an engineer.
Okay. Hey, oh, there he goes. See, he says back now. Okay, we're back now.
Fucking engineer.
We are on my cell phone's Wi-Fi. I think it has to do with the Wi-Fi, Stan. I think it's a Wi-Fi issue.
Yeah, I'm just wondering where we left off.
Hey, are we way too hot on here? Like, is it, like, as far as hot, I mean, is it loud?
Nobody's complained.
Okay.
So, I mean, fuck it. I think it sounds perfect.
Fuck it. I mean, I know we're hot. Smoking fucking hot. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I know I'm hot. I mean, look at this fucking beard.
Wait, well, yeah, too bad I ain't got no wheelchair.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, no. Oh, I think I know what's
going on. What'd you do now?
Nothing. We're good. Nothing.
You keep breaking shit.
I'm not breaking anything. It's okay. Everybody calm down.
All is well. All is well.
Oh, you know what? It did.
Remember that guy in...
Kevin Bacon.
No, it was not Kevin. Yeah, it was Kevin Bacon.
What do you mean, Kevin
Bacon? It was,
Bacon
too, Animal House, when he's like, "All is well."
At the very end.
All is well. And then he gets run over and he's all flat in the sidewalk. I forgot that was Kevin Bacon in fucking Animal House. No shit.
Stan said, "I got shirts and goodies now for you guys. Need your size. Not hot. No, not hot enough." Oh, yeah, you're right. I'll take a dub X.
You wouldn't know what to do with a beard like this.
Chad's going to take a 3.
Constantly. Eat a dick. I ain't that fat after winter. I take a 2X, brother.
2X. Two 2Xs. Ben said, "Ask Rowdy if..." Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Sorry about that, Ben. So Rowdy's got Ben's got an old Saturn. His frame is...
rotten.
Yeah, it needs...
it's probably fucked.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't do...
He won't put you on something like that because it's scary for him, because he doesn't want you to...
Yeah, I don't want
die.
The liability. I mean, I know a guy that would do the Band-Aid, duct tape, tack together shit. I just won't because of the business. But I can refer you to somebody, like, if you're adamant about getting a patch to make it last another year. I know a guy. But as far as me, I can't put my business on the line like that, because if something happens, you know.
Yep, can't do it.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, bud. Sorry about that. What up, April Klein? Everybody's hanging out at the Onion tonight. We appreciate you guys watching.
Thanks for coming back. I mean, that kind of sucked. I was mid-rant. Don't know where I left off.
It was horrible.
Which is fine, because...
Oh, it's a Sequoia.
But it was a fucking awesome rant.
That was nice.
Then you had the right background music where it was just getting me more and more elevated.
I gotta say this. If you guys are fucking looking for... You know what? This show right now is being ran by my phone, which is Boost Mobile, and it's ran by
one
this guy right
struggles.
Here.
One of the greatest...
James Kane Wireless.
He saved the fucking show.
Dude, I get it. 1,000
he
landing.
He saved the show.
Check him out. Randy Lashbrook, 517-784-7777. Or candycanewireless.com. Check him out on Facebook, TikTok. He's all out there.
Oh, this guy's getting special kudos now.
This guy is a gangster, guys. Go check him out. If you're paying way too much for your phone bill, this dude's going to help you out with it, I swear to you.
Now you just got to make sure your phone is plugged in and your battery doesn't go dead.
Yeah, I actually have
from sucking the Wi-Fi out of it.
I actually have my phone plugged in to my wheelchair, which is fully... Well,
right.
Nope, it's not fully charged. I actually have.
It's going to suck your phone down. Then it's going to blow the batteries out of your shit.
Yellows. I think we're good.
You're going to be fucked. Phone will be dead. Right. Chair won't work.
As long as we don't catch fire, I think we'll be okay.
You'd just have to stay the night out here in the wheelhouse.
That would fucking suck.
But it was worth it for the show.
For the show must go on. And you know what I don't like, though? I can't pull up the Escanaba fucking headphone thing.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
No.
Because normally it's right here.
No,
it's
I don't.
Because, the Eskin.
Because you're a nerd. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to do that.
Everything else seems good.
It's good. I'm not worried about it because normally we play the background music and we can hear it, but without that, we won't be able to hear it. So we can play this and people will hear it, I guess, in the background out there, but we won't be able to hear it. Which
oh, what the
here.
Fuck? What the hell's that? Can.
Actually, you know what? We might not even want to use that because it could fuck us up further.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's not worry about that. We've had plenty of background music. Let's get to the real fucking topics. What about Zelensky coming into the fucking White House looking like a little baby talking shit to fucking Vance? And
dude, they shut him right the
fucking mouth, bitch.
They shut him down, dude. Trump had enough of his shit. And I love that Vance read Trump's body language and kind of jumped into, like, fuck right. You. Dude, you come in here fucking begging for a handout, acting cocky. You can get the fuck out.
Ben, send that shit to fucking, you know who to send it to. I'll show you. This guy right here. Where's he at? This guy, Mr. Lopez. 957-206-0031. Welcome, Ball Metal. Unless it's going to be in the fucking dick.
I mean, they are kind of picky on what
that
they
guy.
Do. All right.
That guy right there, right?
I get so confused, you know. I just relate to the guy.
Yeah, you know, you guys got a lot in common.
There's Rowdy, and then there's Mr. Copeland.
Yep, fucking. Harold said, where's my ad? Titties and beer! Oh, shit, wait a minute. That's not it. Here we go.
That's not going to get you business,
and make sure you go down to Forrester Automotive down there at 4945 Page Ave. 517-764-9208. Michigan Center, Michigan. That's Stan Ford, Forest Shore Automotive. Cars, trucks, classics. Anything that Stanley. You want to do. Mild to wild.
Stanley Ford. What's he stand for?
Quality.
Quality.
Spit on that thing.
Hot.
Tua. Got him. Titties and beer.
We haven't lost our touch on advertising, have we?
Right, back and forth, bro. That's how it goes. It's almost like riding a bike, you know what I mean?
It is, too, man.
Fucking jump right on that fucking it is, and right. Get her gone.
Hot two of that motherfucker. I was trying to pull us back up on this just so I can hear, see what it's...
Well, you know, it kind of bugs me because we can't hear the background music. We can't do it. I can't even get it to fucking come in right now. Which, you know what? Oh, I think I know why. Let me do this. Let me turn off the... Bluetooth, and then let me turn it back on. There we go. Does this work? Am I a fucking gangster? No.
Nope. You still suck.
I still suck. What about here?
Maybe. No.
Oh,
there we go.
It.
So.
Where were we?
So, back to business now. We got some background music.
Back to butt cheeks and fucking Bermuda.
Ukraine.
Fucking bourbon.
Ukraine.
Fucking
what
slava.
An epic fucking shit show. This guy is literally going around the planet sucking every head of state's cock that he can. And just begging for money like a fucking cheap whore.
Slobbering. Like, you know those fucking videos where the girl's just slobbering?
Oh,
she still
just
wants more?
Drool. Gross. You know, the sad fucking part is the patheticness of what he's doing.
Right.
And the fact that human lives are being lost.
Bro can't even put on a fucking suit.
The fact
that... millions that he's got. They're like, we paid you millions. You can't put a fucking suit on?
There's so many gangster Facebook fucking... war correspondent warriors out there that, you know, they went from knowing everything about COVID to knowing everything about the whole fucking Ukraine history. This war started in 2014.
Right.
This war started with the fact that they were murdering fucking basically Russian citizens that were in a province or a state of Ukraine.
And I heard it was because they were positioning missiles.
Oh, no. This that's all NATO shit. But it's just fucking ridiculous, dude. That is the largest, dirtiest, most money laundering, filthy fucking place on the planet. And the poor people are the ones that are suffering. It's the poor people on the front lines that are dying. And this fucker's just parading around.
People in vans trying to get them to go fucking.
Oh yeah, I've seen hundreds of videos like that. A lot of, and then they go.
Some people fight back, dude, and they run away.
That's propaganda. That's war propaganda. That's not really happening.
Like, okay, well, so you know what? These guys then.
Nobody fucking knows because we ain't there.
Right.
You know. Thank God.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got, from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
There's a few people that are shooting videos like that around the world and putting it on the internet for us to see. It reminds me of Funker 530. That was always the behind-the-scenes video footage of war, what actual fucking war is like. Funker was the one that did it.
Right.
And that whole war is one of the most twisted, sick fucking wars on the planet because we have this new technology called drones. And it's crazy, dude. You could be sitting in a foxhole doing your job, trying to survive, and out of fucking nowhere, death from the sky.
Blows you up.
Done. Immediately. There's no honor in war anymore.
Right.
So it's really changed the face of warfare in a hole. No pun intended.
No puns.
A foxhole. Get it? Yep. Yeah. So, anyways... Fuck that guy. He's just sending his citizens out for slaughter right now. They don't have the backing. We didn't want to back him anyways. I think we're tired of footing the bill. All right. Of fucking Europe sitting on their thumb waiting for Big Brother America to just foot the bill. And what's funny is it's not America footing the bill. It's me and you.
Right. The taxpayer.
And hey, I think we're sick of war.
Ben sent you a friend request and a message. He really appreciates you, and he wants to show you before you tell him absolutely not.
Best thing, Ben, get it down to the shop. Call me on the cell phone number, the shop number, and we'll arrange a time for you to get it down. We'll throw it on the hoist. I'll show you if, why, and why not that it can be fixed.
If, why, and why not?
If, why, and why not? And if I can't help you, I can always steer you towards another guy that he performs some miracles, man. He'll do some shit that I just won't do. Out of conscience, I can't. If something comes out of the shop, it's 100%, and I stand behind it 100%.
And, well, that's just like somebody who brings a gun in to get fixed, and the guy looks at it and it's like, this gun's going to blow up next time it fucking
fires. Or it may work, or it may blow up in your face. But, I can't do that. I've got to be 100%. I got to sleep every night. Even if you want it and you know what you're getting, I still can't do it.
Right.
Yeah, it's just how I am, man. But I could turn you on to a guy that might be able to help you out.
Oh, here we go.
That's what I was doing.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah. Oh, my God.
Sounds like he's gurgling.
Sounds like he's fucking dying right there.
Swallowing
his fucking... let's talk about fucking shows. What are you guys watching out there? You guys watching anything cool?
Right besides news.
Harold says, yep, and I'm tired of supporting all the wars and bullshit. By the way, that's not a Harold, guys. April said, Trump accomplished what he wanted by saying he wouldn't fund it so the EU would actually set up and start. Yeah, he definitely has. He's doing this shit fucking strategically. This dude knows what's going on. He knows what's going to happen.
He's playing 3D chess.
Yeah, 10 moves after he makes his move, he knows what they're going to do.
And
he's
looking out for us.
Right.
When Zelensky claimed that half the money that was promised made it there and we've sent the money, there's a fucking problem.
Right.
And probably 70% of the money that we do send there is coming right back around to us because they're buying arms from American contractors. Yeah. So it's war profiteering. And it's misappropriation of funds, and we're fucking done with it. And that's all there is.
Yep, this shit's actually working pretty good coming off my fucking hotspot.
Long live the Republic, brother. Long live the Republic.
Long live it.
I'm excited about making Canada our 51st state.
I think they're going to back down to as much as they can is where... I don't know.
Well, you saw what happened. We put a 25% tariff on them, even though they've got a 250% on poultry against us.
Right.
We put 25% on them. They cry. Ford tries acting tough. Ford just got off the phone with Trump yesterday sucking his dick saying, I'm not really going to shut the electricity off. Number one, Ford, you can't because you don't control the electricity. That's right. All independent.
Right. I'm like, yeah, we get so all of our electricity we get from Canada.
There's a portion. There's, you know, supplemental electrical bullshit that goes on. I can't explain the grid to you. But overall, this guy can't fucking do nothing. So he's blowing hot air. He literally called and sucked on Trump. And he said, hey, Big Daddy, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to talk back, Daddy. He did. No bullshit.
Right.
And, so that shit squashed. But then you saw what China did. China put 100% fucking tariff on Canada.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. And wow. I was like, whoa, go China.
So China's like, fuck you, Canada.
China was like, fuck you, Canada, too.
I don't know. That's weird because China knows that we're setting up to gear against them because they're gearing against us.
Well, we had a...
I feel that's what I've been hearing.
What was it, a 10 or 15% tariff against them? Then it changed. It don't matter. They know it's an economic game. They know that it's bullshit. Well, that our closest that fucking neighbors are robbing us.
Look at half the shit in your fucking house. Made in China, yeah. I guarantee it.
And China's never going to go fucking broke. Christ, they own half the United States as it is.
Right.
It's a big fucking game. It's a big club, and we're not in it.
It's a big monopoly game.
So just enjoy the fucking show. Let Big Daddy Trump do what he's got to do to make it a little bit better for us. You know, we're always going to be Big Brother taking care of the world. I'm looking forward to the 52nd state.
Slurp, slurp, paper Klein. you guys are crazy. Fucking titties out slurping everywhere.
Greenland.
You gotta breathe. One and then two, two, two and then the three, three and then the four. Then you gotta breathe. Then you gotta. Then you gotta.
That was for Nick, but we're gonna use it.
Right on. I'm I am so fucking excited about Greenland.
Oh fuck.
And they are excited. They are like, fuck yes. We do not want to be ruled by this little fucking island, this pathetic little no-named island in fucking Europe.
Oh, shit.
And we would be fucking ecstatic about becoming the 51st or 52nd state. They've already went over there and polled Greenland. And they're like, fuck yeah. You know what? The first poll I seen was this guy, not impoverished, but not super happy-looking guy, said, we want a McDonald's.
We want the McDonald's.
We want the McDonald's. McDonald's be very good.
All right, listen, hold on.
Another horrible accent.
Before we get any further in this, I want to know who's watching live with us right now.
You want me to sing a song for
you? Are we taking shots? I want everybody to get a shot around right now.
Let me do your theme song for that. Din, 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 din.
What?
My Corona. My Corona.
Yep, I get you.
Man, you're...
I was like, man, where the fuck are you going with that?
We're out of touch, bro.
We are not. We're warming back up a little bit.
We're starting to align.
Slowly.
Yeehaw!
I want to put a fucking button on there that says... or something cool like that. I don't know. Okay, who wants to take a shot with me? Everybody put shots in the chat if you guys want to take a shot, and then we'll count it down. We can all take a shot. What do you think?
Oh, Big John's busting out to Mountain Dew.
Where's Big John at?
No, about to get freaky in here. Yeah.
I was going
to
take a fucking big old Mountain Dew shot.
Here's to you. Here's to me. And if we should ever disagree, fuck you. Here's to me.
Yeah, that's a good one. Over the lips, through the gums, whatever the fuck that shit goes, whatever, here you go.
Here's the what? Here's the honor, if you can't.
I've been to the West. I fucked the worst. I fucked the best. Mm-hmm. But I'll never be happy and I'll never be free till I fuck someone like Biden's fucked me.
Okay, I don't know how that went. Nobody could hear what he said, but John, Big John had a little rhyme of his own.
See, man, you got to step up that microphone.
It was all right. All right. He said, "Shit, I'm already drinking." I know you guys are all fucked up. Donna, fuck yeah, Donna's in it. Woo! All right, now coffee.
Yeah, goddamn it, I got one more.
What?
Here's to the breezes that flow through the treeses.
Ooh.
That blow the girls' skirts up above their kneeses.
Ooh.
That reveals a spot that is so hot that pleases and teases and spreads diseases. Such a snatch, what a catch. Down the hatch.
Down the hatch. I like it. So, if you guys have been wondering what I've been doing while getting my teeth pulled out, not getting online in front of everybody to see me, I have downloaded a little app called Whatnot. It's just one word, Whatnot, put together. And it's a little W. It's like a black W, yellow box. You get in there, it's an auction site. It's hard to say that. When you get in there, people are fucking like selling shit left and right. Anything you could ever want. Coins, World War II collectibles.
Vaginas?
Some of them are.
God damn.
Now they're fake ones, but the real ones, I don't know about.
God bless the internet. Card.
But anyway, you get in there, you make a bid. If you win the bid, you get shipped. They ship it to you. If they say they ship it to you, it doesn't come to you, you get your money back. So Whatnot pays you back anyway, so you never lose money. I've been selling on Whatnot and actually making a pretty decent amount of money on Whatnot, just chilling around. Now, I'm selling shit like this. Pokemon cards. Fucking, I got coins. I got a shit ton of coins. I got, what else do I got? DVDs. I got books. I got fucking just anything you would think that would sell that you can ship to people. You can sell
$2, mister. I got DVDs.
I got DVDs.
You want to buy DVDs?
I got the DVD with Adam Sandler.
You got toilet paper and DVDs.
Do you want to just make you laugh? Very funny.
You want to wipe ass with hand or toilet paper? I got toilet papers and DVDs.
I got toilet paper with Adam Sandler. It'll make you very funny. Very funny.
Hubby the Dabada.
You have a shit. You wipe it very funny.
It'd be best wipe you ever had while watching my DVDs.
Harold said, Rick, I take a picture of me without my teeth makes you if it makes you good, you can post it. No, dude, I'm good.
That's why he's got so much money.
Nobody cares. I know. It's
truck
here's the
stop.
Nobody fucking cares about my teeth. I understand. But like for me, it's like not only you gotta think, me and fucking Mr. Rowdy here, we went balls deep for 2 fucking years. Every 2 years solid. Every fucking other
That's
Wednesday.
A pretty fucking good accomplishment. Big accomplishment. It really is.
We grew up a pretty good following.
Yep.
We had some really good shows.
Yep.
We got plenty more to go. Like, we're not done yet.
Right.
But I just had to take... I needed a break to kind of readjust, realign, get my fucking teeth fixed, figure out, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Once I get ready, I'll get back into it.
No, and I get it. We were kind of laughing. The ex and I, she was asking me about it, and I said, no, I don't give a fuck. I did Wednesdays for 2 fucking years, and I'm not doing it now. It's like a vacation, and... When are you going to do it again? It's constant questions. Like, when we decide to do it again, well, you going to... And I'm
it's
like,
almost
I
like they want
to
watch it again. Like, they, yeah, I get
yeah,
that,
Yeah, but I
like,
said, I don't
do
fucking
again?
Know. I said, we're going to do it or we're not going to do it. If we do it, cool. If we don't do it, whatever the fuck, you know? It's a...
Right.
It's another fucking step in life. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't.
Well, and I appreciate your fucking coolness with it because I called you. I mean, I try to keep you,
dude,
you know,
I literally
with everything going on.
And not to sound negative in any way, I don't fucking care.
Right.
I mean, it's fun to do it if we're doing it.
Yeah, you're like, dude, you take as much time as you fucking need, dude. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, fuck yeah, dude. I'm
good. It's like the old friend shit. You haven't seen a friend in 10, 15, 20 fucking years. And you go hang out with the guy. And it's like you saw him fucking yesterday.
Right.
Other than stopping by with a placemat, I've seen you once in the last 5 months.
It's been a while.
And it's like we saw each other yesterday. Right here, the Rick and Rowdy show.
We
fucking jumped back in
ago.
It. We haven't missed a fucking step, dude.
Right.
We,
besides all the fucking videos we normally share.
You know what? Those aren't positive in my idea because our
you know
first shows we never had
wait
it.
A minute, you know what this tells me right now, how clear and smooth this is going? It's a fucking internet issue. It's a fucking internet issue. We gotta get
yeah,
the internet fixed.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but I'm what a sidetrack that was.
I'm
but
sorry
back to what I say, we bounce off each other, dude.
Like,
we almost finish each other's sentences. I do go off on rants and get because I'm pretty hard on some opinions,
right?
But overall, we complement each other, and that's why it's a good show. Because
you got to remember how this started. You fucking did your rowdy rants like every week or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And you hit me up, and you're like,
and "I'm like, dude, you gotta come over and do a fucking broadcast, like a
people podcast. Like hearing you bitch, rowdy. Let's go live and do it."
And once we did it, once we started doing it, like, I don't know, with your little rowdy rants, you're on there for what, like 5 minutes, maybe
tops. Not even that, two minutes.
And then you're out. And then, but this shit, it's like you get a whole fucking 2 hours of straight just.
And it's a platform, and it's not just bitching. I mean, we do our story time.
Well,
we
I
do
bring
stupid
in news
old
articles,
fucking stories.
You get to see what we're talking about.
We're talking about current events. We could be talking about hot rods. We could talk about guitars or music. It's fucking fantastic. We cover all the bases. Unfortunately, predominantly for our last several shows in the heightened political society was about politics.
We've had some really
fucking some cool
fucking good
shows
that I've had. I was the only person out of anybody that I've ever met in Michigan, especially, that shared videos that I've shared.
Yeah.
And we didn't get kicked off, thankfully.
No, we...
But I made sure of that. I made sure that we only shared what needed to be shared, you know what I mean, that was like on the edge or some shit. I think what you guys do is amazing, and it helps so many people. Keep it up, guys. Oh, thanks, Donna. That shot's for you. Right up in the air. You know what else I need? I need a button that says, "Diddy!" So when Donna comes through, we can just be like, fucking.
Well, we got her hooked on the show now.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing is, you know, okay, so here's my thing. This it's weird saying this next week I'm gonna get probably this part over here pulled.
Yep.
And then that's gonna have to heal. It usually takes me about 2 weeks to heal one part, but I want to try to hurry up and get as much done as possible. That way that can all heal as much. I mean, it's all pretty much almost done.
Pull the trigger, just go get them all fucking yanked.
I need to.
It's gonna suck. Eat your oatmeal and your applesauce. And...
Well, the way they were talking though is because my sinuses, and they don't want to fucking wrap around one. So the one up here is gonna take a whole fucking like 1.5 hour session. She said.
Okay.
So with that being said, they want to take their time with these because they know that these are close to sinuses, and my sinuses, because I was an alcohol syndrome baby.
Right.
That all my shit's close, and so they don't want to fuck anything up.
Right.
So they're going by the X-rays that they took and by. I didn't realize this. When they pull your fucking top teeth, dude, they pulled my top left, right? They pulled, I thought I only had like 3 teeth here.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled 5.
Wow.
I was like, what the fuck? So I go home that day, right away, as soon as I get in the fucking van, my nose starts dripping, right? I get home and I'm fucking just dripping. Just like snot. You know, not snot, but it's just runny nose.
Oh, it fucked with your sinuses.
Yeah. So like the whole fucking next day, I'm like a literal fucking just faucet, dude. And I'm like, I got old shirts. I'm just, you know, just trying not to rub my nose raw, but just trying to soak it up.
Right.
And I looked it up because I was freaking out. And it's typical when you get your top teeth pulled that your sinuses will fucking drain.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I
didn't know that.
I freaked out at first, but then I looked it up and it's a normal thing.
Right. I didn't have it this bad when I was doing the Peruvian marching powder.
Right. Donald's like, it's fucking today. Word of the day. But no, so like I know that when I do my right side, it's going to be the same fucking way. The top right is actually my best teeth. These are my best teeth that I had in my mouth. So with these to come out, they're going to be coming out a little bit harder, they said, but it's not going to be worse than on the left side.
Right.
And when they rub that shit on there and they numb it, they shoot me, right. And I hate how they hide the needle.
You
ain't got to hide the needle. Watch, bro,
it's fucking huge.
It is. It's fucking like this
fucking
big.
Huge.
I'm like,
it's like you're going to poke me in the fucking brain.
Dude, yeah. They shove it right in the inside.
Oh, yeah.
On the inside of your gum, and then on the outside twice.
Yep. I have a resistance to anesthetics. And it's not just anesthetics breathing. It's anesthetics shooting up and everything else. And they were like, holy fuck. This guy shot me up like 4 fucking times to remove this thing, and he hit it. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. And he goes, he's like, I can't give you any more. And I said, just fucking pull it. And oh, fucking.
Where
dude,
was this at?
Fire hood. Dennis.
On top or bottom?
On the back left.
On the top?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, yeah. It was a rotten molar, and I didn't have the money to fix it. And I'm like, fucking pull it.
Stan said all his at one time. Stan, dude, were you asleep, or did you fucking do it all at once wide awake?
Who, me?
Stan.
Oh, yeah. No, I was wide awake.
Yeah.
But they
did
were,
you take any numbing thing?
No. Well, it was that was the local anesthetic, and it wasn't working. And the guy's like, I can't give you any more local anesthetic.
Then you didn't do a good job, you dumbass. Right?
And I said, just fucking pull it, dude. And he had his hand on my fucking chest, and he's wrenching this motherfucker. Oh, yeah. Oh dude, it was terrible. And I fucking, my ex-wife was there. I had tears running out of both sides of my fucking face. And they got the son of a bitch out. But
that's horrible.
You know what? There was a positive outcome.
What's that?
My wisdom tooth come down in its place.
Oh, well.
I am not missing any teeth in my fucking head because that wisdom tooth took the place of that molar that they pulled.
What the hell was that? Did you hear that?
That was weird.
Did you hear that?
I heard that.
Titties! Was that you? Oh, that was nice. Fuck yeah. Oh, man. Oh, no. Fuck. No, you know what? With me being in the wheelchair, they asked me, they're like, do you need to get put under, or can you withstand doing it locally? And I was like, well, what's the difference? And they're like, putting under, we can take them all at once. You'll have to get up on the chair or on the table. They put you out. They lay you down. And I'm like, well, what about me being in a wheelchair? They're like, well, they would help you, but it's a surgery. It's like an outpatient surgery.
Yeah, and it's way
more than what you would do here.
You realize what anesthetics are? Anesthesiologists.
Yeah, they put it on your fucking.
You're literally floating.
Yeah, fuck that.
Okay, so there's different levels of anesthetics, but like laughing gas, you're up here.
Yeah.
If you're knocked out cold, you're down here, and you're literally floating on death's line. You float below the line, above the line, below the line.
I don't like that idea.
No, you're literally on the verge of death.
That's scary.
And yeah, I've been there too.
I've done it a couple times.
Because I woke up with a mouthful of fucking nitro pills under my fucking tongue and looked over at the surgeon while I'm under full anesthetics. And they were like, oh, you're awake. And I said, yeah, are you okay? Yeah, do you feel any pain? I was like, no. And he was like, can you lift your tongue? And I was like, yes. And they were putting another nitro pill under my fucking tongue.
Oh, my God.
And I said, what's going on? And they said, oh, you'll be okay. And I looked beside me, and here's a crash cart with the fucking paddles. And then I went black again. They increased the anesthetics. It put me back under. It was fucked, dude. It was so fucked.
Well, luckily, we're both here. Melody even told me one day they were doing shit on me, and the doctor's like, go get the crash cart if you have to. I need the fucking pad now, and shit. And the nurse is like, oh, my God. And now, dude, Mel was like, I about fucking lost it right there. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm glad I wasn't awake for that.
See, I was wide awake for mine.
I put myself in a fucking panic attack on purpose. That was bad.
Yeah, dude, being tolerant to that shit.
Let's see if I can intolerant. Play a background song without us getting fucking... too laggy.
Probably not.
Oh, here it comes. Is it coming? I think it's coming. Is it coming quick? Coming faster than anybody's ever came before? Oh, there it is.
Don't say that again.
Oh, I got a buddy of mine. No,
as
I got a
fast
buddy of mine.
As anybody came before.
I got a buddy of mine. He's like, I'll be there in a minute. He's like, I'm gonna come quick. And I'm like, no,
right.
Don't say that. He's like, I'm gonna come quicker than anybody's ever came.
Right. That's what she
I'm
said.
I'm like, don't say that, bro. That's gross. What the fuck?
That's fucked up.
That's like some new guy coming here and being like, I learned the language. I come quick. I come quicker come than quick. Anybody's ever came before.
They come so hard.
Come, oh, not maybe not hard. I don't know if they know that. Maybe who knows?
How much you gonna come? Point taken.
Me probably softly.
Subject change.
I was thinking about getting the fucking. I was thinking about getting those. What do they got now? Warn you guys. This is gonna be some fucking rated R talk. If you don't want to hear it, turn your channel.
Oh boy.
So, me being a fucking paralyzed guy, they got these things called TENS units, right?
Mm-hmm. TENS I know what they are.
You can take and you can put alongside your fucking scrotal area.
I've seen some porn with the TENS units.
And then you can use it to simulate. I've never used them before.
What, you got a pair?
No, I haven't. We're supposed to somewhere, but I don't know where they went.
I want
to
borrow them.
We might need to get a new pair.
I want
to
borrow them.
But here's the thing. I took it, dude. I'm telling you. I took
it one on each nut and hit it.
Different
like...
shits. Right. And I've tried, dude, I'll tell you right now, man. I haven't done that since my fucking accident.
Oh, you've done that?
I haven't done that.
What, the TENS unit on your testicles? I thought you meant you like...
No, I haven't done that either. That's what I'm saying. I want to try that.
I want to try it too.
Yeah. Are you liking fucking ice all over my carpets over there? Oh, no, you're good.
No.
I thought it was all wet.
Fuck no, it's cold as fuck. are you worried about your dirty ass carpet for?
I don't know.
This motherfucker ain't been vacuumed since you put it down.
Stan said, I went to Aspen Dental, made my mold, shot me up with Novocaine, pulled them like popcorn, walked out with dentures in my mouth. Oh, God, that must have been painful. It's better for dentures for you when they pull all your shit out than pull temporary ones so your gums seal to the dentures.
See?
I get tens unit. It's amazing.
Fuck you, Ben. I want to borrow it.
Fuck you, Ben.
I want to put it on my nuts.
Ew, gross. See, everybody says about, I did this, I got all that, and I'm like, well, you know what? The place I went, they don't do it like that, so I can't do it like that.
All right, you got to roll with their flow.
I could come back the next day, but, dude, who wants to come back the next day when you just got fucking your shit all pulled and it's actually pain starting to set in, dude? What the fuck?
I'm just kidding, Ben. I've had the tens, like you buy it.
Cut the gum open from here to here.
Oh, that's horrible.
They split it open, and they filed on the...
That makes my fucking... That makes my top jaw hurt a little more.
Jesus Christ.
Ben, bring me some ice.
Let's get back to putting the tens unit on testicles.
I like testicles. All right.
No, so. I had one of the back tens unit. You can buy it like your local fucking pharmacy. Battery operated one. My back was fucked up, and it's fucking amazing what it does to your back muscles.
You know what's funny? And is then that I was like, I can't even feel this shit. Like,
but
I couldn't even
wait.
Feel it.
What else could you do with that?
He said, I got an extra one if you want it. Dude, I do. As long as it don't got fucking...
I haven't tried it yet.
Shit on it.
Put one on my balls. Just to see.
No, I want to try it first before you do that.
Be like...
If the shit don't work on my balls, you can have it to try on your balls, damn it. I'll pull all the hair off the sticky
parts. Just wipe it off, right?
I'll pull the hair off the sticky fucking spots.
No, you gotta shave it to make it work.
Oh, good point. Yeah, I gotta get my shit fucking... I gotta get my shit banana peel.
I'm gonna make myself sick over...
Banana peel shave.
Oh, my God.
Man, what a great show.
See how far downhill this show goes after a fucking hour and a half.
You know what? I accidentally kept paying for my RSS, which I'm kind of glad I did.
The fuck
I'm gonna
is
put this
RSS?
Up. That's our audio podcast.
Oh, okay.
And people stop listening to us after, like, the first 2 months we've been off. So I'm about to upload this, and they're going to be like, holy fuck, they got something new.
Right on.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, we'll see.
I
got to
put
happens.
It together first, I think.
Oh, my God.
I am going to need a little bit of something, but I think what I'm going to do is, while I'm transitioning to my new teeth, is that cool to say?
Don't use that fucking word.
Is that a good word to use?
We're going to do a clip and just cut it off right there.
While I'm
transitioning...
Right.
Make the record skip. Make the record skip.
Oh, come on. I want to make like little shorts and shit, maybe. But I don't know. I've made shorts on some certain shit, but you got to get into that and really, I don't know. It's a lot of work. I want to keep going. What I'm saying is I want to keep putting shit out there and helping people with companies advertise. You know what I mean?
That might be a huge job. You know, the way society is right now. Transitioning in a wheelchair.
Come on. I don't want to do that.
Put a dress on.
Should we do a fake? Should we start doing some fake, like, Instagram videos and shit? Like,
oh my God,
I'm
going to
be a woman. I am a woman.
Right.
If I think I'm a woman.
I'm a woman in a wheelchair.
I stand. I'm not even in a wheelchair. I'm walking.
No, and you definitely got to say, and I stand for women's rights.
Do you like the way I walked in here? And what, if they say, you didn't walk in here, I'd be like, are you fucking wheelchair shaming me? Right. Get all fucking crazy. Right.
What do you mean I don't stand for?
I don't stand
so
for that.
Fucked up, dude. Right. That's so fucked up, it's gold.
I
love it.
I will not stand for that. I will not stand for this type of aggression.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh. Christopher Reeves won't sit for it either.
By the way, if you guys are looking for a cleaner, check out Dustin Dazzle.
Dustin Dazzle. That's who hit me up. I was like, who the fuck's hitting me up? And now I know. God damn it. I apologize. I did accept the friend request. But I was like, who the fuck is this?
Speaking of who
from
the
show,
is,
I apologize.
517-414-7643.
I feel bad.
Check him out on Facebook. Residential commercial. Get your shit cleaned up.
Dude, my memory is so short and distracted. Squirrel.
You know what her shit should be? Dustin Dazzle. Get your shit together.
It's like, get your shit. Get your shit clean.
Get your shit under control. That'd be a good
no,
one.
No, and I feel bad. I honestly apologize. What was her name?
Crystal?
Shit. Crystal Clean?
No.
No. No, she hit me up on Facebook, I accept the friend request. I was like, who the fuck is this?
She actually came here and paid me in person.
And then awesome. I got a fucking a follow me or like, and I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah, Richard Foote put us in charge.
And I feel bad. I truly feel bad about that because my memory is so jacked up 30 years of welding heavy metals.
Yep.
Not Jesus. To mention they're fucking dropping this on our head. Like,
did you hear me just numbers. Sound like Robert Kennedy?
He just coughed up about.
He just coughed up about 30 grams
of aluminum.
Sounded like a little bit like Robert
fucking Kennedy. Aluminum Marine.
Like, I'm like, dude, just cough. Hold on. Every time I hear that guy talk, I'm like,
you
just
fucking talk to the people. I'll be right back.
Just like cough. Just hack a little,
what
dude.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me? It's not working?
What's not working?
Whatever. My buttons aren't working. Oh, there
what the fuck
go.
Did you break now? What'd you break now?
Nothing. I'm just going to
grab it. Oh, my God. It's a shit show, Rick Bader.
Sorry.
Proud to be a part of it.
I'm proud to be a part of this shit show. I'll be right back. I'm
so I have to entertain everybody while you're gone?
Just for a second.
All alone?
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
I knew it was looking dark back there. I'm like, why is it so fucking dark?
Oh, he's back. Thank God. I can't believe I had to carry the whole show like that on my shoulders.
Dude, I know. It wasn't even a full 30 seconds.
It was terrible.
Fucking horrible.
Scary.
I do not like the way that it looks, though. We definitely need better internet.